And good morning to you, and welcome to Eric Powell, who's in studio with us this morning. Eric is Director of Student Services for Bend Lapine Schools. Eric, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege.
Well, it's always great to have you in. I appreciate that. So what is the Director of Student Services?
Yeah, there's a number of us that are with that title, but within my role, I help with our student management and discipline efforts with our code of conduct and things like that. I also get to support a student program for students in unique circumstances, and then I get to outreach with families that are just having difficulties or needing some support. So it's really a dream job for me, just getting to help all our schools and all our families. So.
Part of that, I would imagine, big part of code of conduct is you got to be at school. You got to show up.
Yeah.
So what's been the trend in attendance the last few years?
Yeah, and nationwide, what we've noticed is, you know, for our district before COVID, we had about 10 or 15% of kids, which we viewed as chronically absent, which is attending school less than 90% of the time. We want every kid showing up all the time. So after the pandemic, that number in our district went to about 35% of kids were not showing up more than 90% of the time. And so that was very concerning for us and the nation, just wanting to get kids back into school after the pandemic. For us, over the past 3 years, that number has steadily improved up to about 25% of students being chronically absent, which is still a long way to go, but we're trending in the right direction. We actually have data that's supporting. Last year, there were about 1,000 students still in that situation, and the majority of them are hitting the mark above 90% to start this year. So we're really trying to leverage that success and keep getting kids to school.
What kind of factors contribute to chronic absenteeism?
There's actually a lot of research. We're on a state attendance work group that is doing a lot of research and sharing of resources to support this effort. But they talk about lack of academic engagement could be one factor. If students are not feeling a sense of belonging, that could contribute to them not wanting to go to school. And then if unique family circumstances are causing students to stay home, for example, if an older sibling needs to watch a younger child while parents work, like that could impact people going to school. So just being aware of those three, we really try to tackle those and support students with those three areas.
The biggest bulk of chronically absent students is in what grade range?
I think high school is definitely, as students get older, you know, they might be able to drive themselves to school or not go. So I think our high school data is the least successful right now. We're seeing the most promising trends K through 8, so kindergarten through 8th grade, which is really nice to kind of build that foundation. But yeah, our younger students are attending more frequently than our high school students right now.
Okay. And do you think the pandemic had something to do with that, where they experienced the pandemic and the younger ones coming up didn't?
I could see that as a reason. You think about our high school students, you know, a sophomore now was probably fifth or sixth grade when this is going on. So their education was definitely interrupted. And there's a lot of competing factors for students nowadays with technology and things like that. So just making sure we really make what we're doing in the classroom relevant for these high school students and these younger students to make sure we're engaging them and supporting them. And but yeah.
Now you've had some success and you're seeing the numbers, you know, get back to where they should be. What sort of things in particular are you doing at the school district to help these kids overcome that barrier?
Yeah, we, and I touched on this a little bit, but just making sure everything is relevant for our students and making sure students are engaged. I have children of my own, and just hearing the awesome, you know, activities they're doing in school, getting kids wanting to show back up. My kids get super excited about library day or PE, just making things exciting for the students. That sense of belonging. So when students are showing up or feeling like they don't have a friend group or they need people to take care of, we have school counselors. We have tons of people that are really trying to build those relationships and connections with students to help them feel welcomed and support them with whatever they need. And then for me, the family circumstances piece, schools are the center of our community. And so if we can meet families where they're at, visit families at home and support them, connect them to resources. We have a lot of families in our area that need help and need support. And so the more that we can meet them where they're at and take care of them, we're going to show them that it's important to send your kid here and we can help you, you know, maybe connect you with our fan resources to pay a power bill if you're struggling in that area. So that's the work I'm really proud of, is our schools go meet our families all the time where they're at and really support our whole community.
I'm sure the parents, for the most part, really do want their kids to succeed, right?
Oh, I guarantee it. I mean, I talk to a lot of parents, and our parents are wonderful, working hard, have multiple jobs. And I always, whenever I talk to families, like, I know you're always advocating for the best interests of your child. And I've never talked to a parent that doesn't want their kid in school. And so just really proud of our work and really proud of our community for just improving the attendance rates for our kids.
Let's go back a little bit to making the education. And by the way, I'll take a quick program note here. FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND is where you're listening at. And Eric Powell is my guest in the chair this morning. He's the Director of Student Services for Bend Lapine Schools. I want to go back to what the school does and in the classroom to kind of try to re-engage these kids that don't feel compelled to want to go. You talked about your own kids have things they look forward to.
Yeah.
But for a student that doesn't find anything to look forward to, how do you help them?
Yeah, one way this year we really tried to double down on that effort is to really give students ownership into what they can expect in the classroom. In school talk, we call it our tier one expectations. And so a lot of times students and young people show up to school and maybe a school is like, these are the rules, these are the expectations. We really wanted students to have ownership of what it looks like in the classroom. Like, what do you want to expect when you walk into school? What are some rules and norms that you want walking into the classroom? And then with that, our teachers, our educators are really trying to connect with students and talk to them and just be like, what would you like to be learning about? We have to be flexible with the changing world and what jobs are going to be out there in 5 to 10 years. And I think as a school district, we do a wonderful job of just trying to keep stuff relevant and give our kids a really strong voice in what the classroom looks like.
You're trying to give them a reason to look down the road and see that this does have a purpose?
Oh, my gosh. And I can remember my days as a student. You're like, what am I learning in this class that I'm going to take away in 10 years? And sometimes as a young person, it may not feel like it's connecting. But I really think as I go and see classrooms and talk to people, our staff are doing a wonderful job of saying, like, this is how this skill is going to translate for you in the future.
And obviously that apparently is working with a lot of these young ones. When does a light go on? You know, when you talk to these kids, can you tell that I finally reached them?
I will say, to me, I'm fortunate where if I get to work with someone one-on-one and I used to be a school counselor in addition to other jobs, but just that genuine connection, like letting people know they're cared about, they're loved and supported in our buildings, that's when you know kids are going to keep showing up. And I genuinely and honestly feel like that's what our staff do in Bend Lapine Schools. Like, it's like make them feel like they're valued because they are valued, right? So just when they know they're connected and supported, they're going to keep showing up. Just like we don't want to go to a job every day where we don't feel valuable. And I think our schools do a great job of showing kids, like, you're the reason we're here. So,
yeah. Nobody wants to go to a dead-end job.
Right.
Where, you know, they don't feel appreciated or feel like they're doing anything that matters, just collecting a paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's what we want our students to do. We want them to learn and grow and then control their future and pick a future that's like exciting for them and all that. So
any suggestions for parents on how they can try to help the schools reach the kids to get them to motivated?
I have 3 children myself, and so I wouldn't think that my advice would be any better than anyone else, because my kids some mornings are like, oh, I want to sleep in and all that. But I just think being consistent, having a routine, and then definitely reaching out to us if there's any barrier or support needed. I think we welcome those phone calls, but just know we're not alone. But just understand that we're here to help and want to take care of your kids.
You want to take kind of a partnership viewpoint.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and nobody should ever feel alone, right? And school is a welcoming place. We want people there. So if a parent is having a difficulty in that area, we will absolutely partner with you, walk side by side, and help you get your kid to school.
Okay. Where can people go for more information? If a parent does have a child that's, you know, they're seeing, okay, he's starting to want to stay home all the time now, what should be their first step?
Yeah, I think connecting to the school. So we have multiple, like, front office, secretarial staff, administrators, counselors at every school. But if they call any number that they have connected to their neighborhood school, they'll be able to kind of point them in the right direction. And then for our district office, the number is 1001, I believe. So 541-355-1001. And we'll help, too, at the district office as well.
Eric Powell, Director of Student Services for Bend Lapine Schools. Good subject and something to be aware of, for sure.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on here. I used to listen to you going to school every day, so thank you for having me.
I'm not sure if I should take that as a compliment or not. Eric Powell, that's great. Thank you so much, Eric. Appreciate you being here.
Yes,
yeah, I have. It's an honor to know that there generations of people have continued to listen to KBND through the years.
Yeah, this is bringing back memories from middle school days listening to you, so thank you.
All right. Eric Powell, Bend Lapine Schools, here at FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.